Sandstorm also has multiple queues for each instance. These, too, are based on the projected size of the copy, which includes the sandbox type and org size. Sandstorm is currently available for full copy sandboxes without templates. Sandstorm is not yet available for Developer, Developer Pro, Partial Data Sandbox, and Full Copy Sandbox using templates. It's also not available on NA0. When you do need to escalate a sandbox copy issue, use the Support Escalation template. Include as much additional information as you have visibility into with your Black Tab permissions. Be sure to include the Black Tab link to the sandbox in the production org, the sandbox name, the Black Tab link to the sandbox details, the sandbox status, any recent errors, and for test instance sandboxes only, the link to the sandbox table progress in Sandbox Black Tab if possible. Elena will learn how to find the information she needs to put into the template on the next slides. Elena knows that production and sandbox black tabs show different details that are relevant to a sandbox status. In production black tab, Elena can find the status of the sandbox, such as pending, processing, or suspended, details of any errors that have occurred, and the history of sandbox refreshes. If Elena has the correct permissions in the test instance only, she can see these sandbox black tab details, the tables copied, and the scrutinies run. Agents may not have full visibility into sandbox black tab due to their permission levels. For Sandstorm copies, Elena needs to include details from the Sandstorm overview or the sandbox details. If Elena has permission to view the sandbox black tab details in black tab from the sandbox instance where the sandbox is processing in the test instance only, she will click the sandbox copy progress link and then select the production instance corresponding to the org. Then, she looks for the sandbox name and views the copy details.